Good morning. Aloha, kako. Hawaiian greetings to you and to me. Every time I sing the Japanese song Yuyake Koyake or the Song of Twilight, I recall going home from kindergarten, holding my mother's hands. The time we spent on the way home was joyful and a heartfelt experience for me. As I think back to those days, I think about if I did not have a home to which I could return, I would not have had the enjoyment of walking home, and I might have felt anxiety and worry while holding my mother's hands. There are, in fact, many children in Hawaii who face the situation of not having a home to return to each day. Addressing this problem is Family Promise of Hawaii, a great program and organization with the mission to aid families with children experiencing homelessness and help them transition to sustainable independence. Hawaii Bitsing has been participating in Family Promise by providing shelter and meals. My participation had been only to open the door of the storage for members, help them carry items to a truck, and say thank you to them. This May, Hawaii Bitsing was again responsible for hosting several families for 1 week. This time, I decided to be more active. The reason why I made this decision was to learn the details of the program and see what our members have been doing. I had a biased image about the people who apply for this program, so I wanted to see what they were like. I volunteered to help, but what a surprise when I was asked to be a sleepover person. At first, I kind of hesitated and felt uneasy with the families. However, as I served drinks and food and greeted them, my biased barrier and prejudiced mind gradually disappeared, and I ended up talking, playing, and laughing with them. When I saw the children playing with new friends and parents, and with their brightly shining smiles on their faces, I thought they are just the same as any other family, except they do not have a regular place to live. According to a liaison, the coordinator, some are single-parent families, some are seeking employment and housing. Some are working but unable to afford the rent for a house. No matter how much I tried to imagine the hardships and difficulties they experienced, I knew that I was not able to know exactly how they felt. Some of them seemed to be so quiet and sad, yet at the same time, they were joyful, appreciative, and hopeful. I felt they had something in their life and mind, which kept them strong enough to move forward and not give up. That something seemed to be so fragile that it might be blown away, but it was surely burning like a candle flame in the dark night. I would like to see, as a supporter of Family Promise, what we can do to ignite their candle and assist them to keep their flame of hope burning so that they can have warmth and happiness in their lives. Someday, I wish they will share the flame of hope with others who have lost their flame of hope. Amida Buddha's compassion extends to all beings. There is a story that goes, suppose they are a parent with 7 children. When there's 6 among the 7 children. Although the father and mother are concerned equally with all of the children, nevertheless, their hearts lean wholly toward the sick child. Out of compassion, Buddha's love and kindness are extended, especially to the socially, economically, physically, mentally, and spiritually weak persons. Once those people are embraced by that compassion, they are praised by the Buddha as people of vast and excellent understanding. Such a person is called a pure white lotus. As a lotus blooms in the mud, people can become the most beautiful and peaceful persons through the hardships. Despite our differences, we are all the same fellow travelers on the path of Nembutsu, a life of being embraced by Amida Buddha's compassion, Namo Amida Butsu. Once we are touched by it, we are motivated and encouraged to extend our helping hands to those in need to bring joy to others. I sincerely appreciate the Honganj members who belong to Family Promise. They are so organized, giving, kind, compassionate, and diligent. I learned a lot from this program and would like to continue to support programs that aspire to end homelessness in Hawaii. To those who help with this program, I can't thank you enough. Let us continue to share the joy and hope with others. As a conclusion, now, Bon has come, Bon Dancing and Bon Services. For me, Bon is time to have the family to deeply reflect with joyful gratitude on their loved ones and to know that their loved ones will provide continued guidance in their lives. Because of the deceased or our loved ones, we gather to listen to the teachings of Buddhism and respond to good wishes and messages for our loved ones, which I hope will lead them to a life of gratitude. When you think about your loved ones, how do you feel? What kind of feelings you will have? You may have complex feelings of sorrow, grief, joy, happiness, regret. And you may show these feelings as you cry in sadness. You may laugh at fond memories. How beautiful it is to encounter a loving father, mother, husband, wife, brother, sister, uncle, auntie, co-worker, neighbor. And how sad it is to lose our family members and friends, someone who was a part of our life. Every time when we have a bon service or going to bon dance, it's a time of joy, of course. At the same time, we can deeply think about our loved ones. And at the same time, through thinking of them, we think about my life and your life. Which means, every day, every moment, how do I live my life? Do I say thank you to my family? Or do I say thank you to myself, my life, which has been given to me from generation to generations? When we deeply realize, oh, thanks to you, today, I am here now. I am here now today, thanks to you. And we can say deeply, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being a part of my life. And we can share our happiness and joy with others. Amida Buddha's compassion, embracing all of us, myself also our loved ones. So through Namo Amida Buddha's, Amida Buddha's compassion, we share the joy. And we still have a connection with our loved ones forever. We share the joy of being embraced by Amida Buddha's compassion. Namo Amida Butsu. Mahalo.